Hello once more, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 447. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will show you how at the end of the program. It's absolutely free of charge, including the postage and handling. We have a strong message for you this evening, a very strong message, and we also have some Bible reading, some testimonies, and some good singing. I played the Jordan Ayers on my program yesterday, and we're going to do some of that again today. Right now, though, let's go to the throne of the Lord and ask Him to anoint this broadcast. Father, we see people putting people in prison for 50 years for because of abuse to animals, but we see people so their hearts are so hardened because of the fact that they murder millions of little babies, human beings that have souls in them, and animals don't have souls in them. There's just a bunch of crazy people in government. We know that this is all coming from Rome. They control the government and the media. This is all, people are just looking so sincere when they're saying, oh my goodness, they have dog fights. I mean, they've been having them for years, and all of a sudden, just to irritate people that have brains in their heads and have you in their spirits, their new spirits, their changed spirits. I mean, it's so vexing that it's unbelievable. Lord, murdering, first-degree murder of young, little children, babies, that have grown and are continued growing in their mother's wombs. Mothers have become so hardened because your word says it in the last days, that the love of many would wax cold. And we see that they're killing, murdering little babies, and this government is letting them get by with it. And then we see hundreds of thousands of homosexual Catholics that are getting by with molesting little boys, and then they're putting people in jail for marrying women that come to the age of puberty, which is the legal age of marriage. And they're letting the homosexual child molesting priests, supposed to be priests, they're not priests, but they're letting them go. The Vatican hides them. This should prove to people in the world that there is no punishment. Jesus said that the people of the world will not prosecute their people, but they try to tempt, or they are prosecuting the people that are of the Lord. Your word tells us that we're to pay taxes, and we do. And they made up a story about me that I didn't pay taxes, but I did. And really, I didn't need to pay taxes because we were tax exempt. And the government has no right. They say it every day that there's a separation between church and state, and yet they're going into the Mormon church. I'm not a Mormon, and there's things that I disagree with them a lot, but if there's a separation between church and state, then what are they going in there for? And dragging this man around, if he ordered somebody to get married, I'd totally disagree with that. But we never hear or see the media letting him tell his side of the story on television. Is it really happening? I doubt very much that it happened. And I definitely disagree that people should force people to be married. I disagree with that a lot. There was a few years ago, a young girl in the church that wanted to get married to a man that was much older than her. And this is before I knew the Bible the way I do now. And I said, no, you can't be married because you're too young. And so what happened, they ran off together. and they got married and they had several children. And then she wound up testifying in the courtroom that I wouldn't let her get married. And see, we've been married for X amount of years and we have a couple of babies. Now I agree that if women are in love and the man is in love with her, that they should be able to be married. But of course, the seducing spirits from Satan are forbidding marriage of women of that have reached puberty. And they're against women marrying, but it's all right. They're saying that it's fine for homosexuals. And another thing, too, is in the school system, they're allowing young girls, 7, 8, 9, 10, to have birth control pills, and they're encouraging them to have sex. They hand out condoms. This is Satan's government, folks. If this isn't Satan's government, well, then what would Satan do more than what he's doing now if it were not Satan, if this were Satan's government? No, this is Satan's government. There's no doubt about it whatsoever. Favoring dogs over human beings. This is the devil. These people are satanic that are running this government. And if President Bush, if he were a Christian, then he's certainly not strong enough as a Christian to stop the things that are going on. These things that are going on today are happening because of homosexuals in the government. Homosexuals, the first chapter of Romans tells of all the evil things that they are. They know the truth, and yet they are the ones that are destroying. Satan is using them to make the world desolate of any truth, of any type of goodness or godliness, which is goodness, is the only goodness in the world. And there are so many other things. Why are these hundreds of thousands of homosexual pedophiles, and you hear these homosexuals on TV saying, homosexuality is not pedophilia. If they're molesting little boys. And then we're seeing the government officials coming out of the closet. And there's so many homosexuals rushing to this man's aid, sticking his foot under a toilet situation there and tapping his foot and sticking his hand underneath. And it was to a police officer. Now they're making the police officer evil, and this senator looking as though he were... and he admitted that he did it, and then all of a sudden he changed his plea. Folks, this is the end of time. The Battle of Armageddon. So many people, you know, it says it'll be fought in Megiddo, but we're in the Battle of Armageddon right now. It's starting. The actual physical battle would be start over there and be fought over there, but the spiritual battle is on right now. This is the battle between God and Satan for the soul of man. If you believe the filthy government structure, Satan's government structure coming from the Vatican, and if you believe the things that they're just making it look like it's so evil to kill and let a dog fight, and they're not making it look evil at all. The newscasters that all these children are being molested by these Catholics, these Roman Catholic satanic people, and they're not making it look evil at all that they're handing out condoms in school to little preteen kids and teenagers as well. And they're not making it look evil at all that they're murdering, first degree murdering, millions upon millions of children, and they're not making it look evil at all about this fake, this evil war that they started. The Bible says that the Roman Empire is powered by Satan, Father, and you say that, and that it is the mother of every abomination. in the face of this earth. Everything that is evil is coming from Satan, and he uses, just like you used Christians to preach the gospel and set people's brains straight and their souls and their soul, you put that under the power of your spirit, and that we must make our spirit that has been brought alive by receiving you, Jesus, your Son, Father God, Lord Jesus. You have brought our spirits alive, and now you dwell in our spirits, and your spirit is so revolted with the things that are happening today. Lord, I pray that you will rebuke Satan and set things straight. Take this Mormon man, because he allowed a woman to be married when she's past puberty to a 19-year-old man, and made them feel like a couple of dogs for doing it. And here all these people are molesting little 6 and 7 and 8 year olds and boys and girls. This is the most sick. This is such a sick society. It's no wonder that the conditions in the world were the same during Noah's time, and you drowned every one of these filthy dreamers. Lord, I pray. I see why you're sending tsunamis and earthquakes and all the different things that you're doing to these diseases and the afflictions on people, because they won't listen to you, but they're listening to Rome, powered by the devil, and they're listening to the news media. All filthy, filthy, evil, wicked, rancid people. Lord, if there is any possible way, I pray that they'll be saved, and that they will. They buster here in town. So many people, they intimidate them to where they don't want them to come to my church. They pulled Buster aside, Father, and told him that all this can go away if you'll just bring false accusations against Tony, and if you'll stop going to his church. Well, Buster is making a huge stand, and there are people in the Texarkana area that are backing him up. He had to hire an attorney that costs $250,000, and Buster is making a very strong stand. He forked it over to them. The people in Texarkana that don't even go to my church loaned the money to him, and so that shows, they said, we trust Buster and we trust Tony Alamo. And so they gave him the money, and Buster's making a strong stand against these FBI, Federal Bureau of Investigation. That what it is really the Roman Bureau of Investigation. It's an inquisition against that which is good. They're just trying all the good people, and, of course, those that visibly have murdered somebody, but they only give them 5 years' time unless they've done something to one of the illustrious people of Rome. But listen, Father, listen to my prayer that you destroy all these works of Satan. And, Lord, give Buster the victory over this, and give all the people in the world victory over Satan, sin, the flesh, the world, and over death, hell, and the grave. Lord, give that to us in the mighty name of Jesus, that souls will be saved and the church strengthened. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Okay, now, I am like a voice in the wilderness, setting this everything straight in this world.
Amen.
These people that call themselves leaders are not leading. They're leading people into hell. They're dead spiritually. and they're leading the spiritually dead people of this world into the grave, into the pit. Well, I just thank and praise the Lord that we are the victors because we have the power of God. There's a song that the Jordanaires sing, and it's called Amazing Grace. What that really means is amazing power of God that lives in us and keeps us strong against all the filth and degeneracy in this world. And here the Jordanaires are to sing for you, Amazing Grace, Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Praise the Lord. That's the Jordanaires. They used to back up Elvis Presley, and I did an album with him as well. I'm getting back to this court case where they said I was controlling people. This Alicia Overmeyer and Steve Frankowitz, they said, you're controlling them. You wouldn't let them get married when she was about 10 years old. And they said, you're an evil person because you're controlling. You're not letting little 10-year-old girls get married. Now, they're condemning this guy for letting a 14-year-old get married. There doesn't seem to be any standard. Don't you think that that's sort of hypocritical?
Yes,
I would say so myself. So you're damned if you do, and you're damned if you don't with these homosexuals. And yet, let's see them start parading some of these evil, pedophile, little boys. They've grown up now, and they've wrecked their lives, that they've molested a bunch of vile, evil. It's no wonder God says that he's going to cast them into the lake of fire. All these filthy dreamers, these people that make things up in their head that are totally against the Word of God. Yeah, and if Alicia Overmeyer, she's been out of our church a long time, what they did is ran off with Steve Frankowitz. She was very young and Steve Frankowitz was older. Well, why does the Vatican hide all these hundreds of thousands of homosexual sex offenders? And why are they still around us? And how can people go to that cult knowing that there's these sex offenders in there now. Why would you allow your little boy or anyone in your family to be involved or go to such a cult like that, that they call it a church? And then they have the unmitigated gall to call it the Holy Catholic Church. No, just put a un in front of the holy, unholy Catholic cult. Amen? And they're the ones in the government. They go to that church, and so they're after every religion. And, you know, I don't believe in every religion. I only believe in salvation. Mm-hmm. All right? And but still, I believe in the freedom to, even God doesn't take that freedom away from you. And how does the supposed to be United States government think that they can come into a church when we're running things according to God's law and think that their law is more powerful than God's law? Where do this bunch of homosexuals think that they have jurisdiction over us? They won't allow us to go into government and start telling them how to run the government. Then how is it that they can come into our churches and tell us how to believe and how to, and that we're bringing accusations to get homosexuals, and that means that we're biased and prejudiced? I'm not biased and prejudiced to God or His Word.
Amen.
Okay, I am absolutely for God's Word. I don't believe that homosexuals should be in these child molesters and these people that are running schools and the school superintendents and the people that are ahead of these secular schools, that they should be walking the streets. How are they walking the streets? If I was in charge of the government and I would not let these people be married, I put them out of the church. I said, if you do that, you have to leave, and they took off during the night. But now there's 14-year-old woman, and the Bible says they are women when they start, they reach puberty. In other words, they start their periods. Am I evil saying these things in this sinful and untoward generation of weasels?
No.
No, everybody knows about these things. And how can they torture these young girls that have reached puberty? They're women now. And this bunch of faggots, homosexuals, are preventing them from being married. And yet they're raping little boys, and they allow them to have sex in school at 6, 7, 8, and 9, 10 years old, as long as it's a young boy that can't support them. Okay? You filthy devils out there, God is going to destroy you and throw your soul into hell in the lake of fire. You're going to be burning throughout eternity. And I want to be the one to tell you that, okay? Because these namby-pamby, supposed to be ministers, won't tell you the truth. They just want to tell you how to control your anger. The Bible tells us to be angry at the devil, amen?
Amen.
To hate him. Right? Jesus himself said that we're to hate the devil. Amen? And love the Lord. The Apostle Paul, who wrote more than two-thirds of the New Testament, said, "Be ye angry. Be ye angry, but sin not." Well, if you love this government, you have to be totally off your rocker. Totally off your rocker, because you have to be exceedingly evil to believe the things that the media is saying, and exceedingly evil to not resist the devil by forcing, by just saying, look at you people, as long as you're coming in our church and telling us how to run things, we're going to come into the government and tell you, why are you not prosecuting these people, and why are you prosecuting different churches? Huh? It's none of your business. You don't know the Lord. You don't know what's right or wrong. And here you are coming in with your version of what right and wrong is and sending people to prison and even causing people to hate the way Christians think. Okay? We're not controlling anybody like I did with this Alicia Overmeyer and also this Steve Frankowitz. I told him, if you're going to get married, you're not going to get married here. You have to go somewhere else. Even though, I don't think she even had reached puberty. But if she had reached puberty, I would say that it was okay. If it wasn't, this is not the law of the land. The law of the land has always allowed females to get married at puberty. Many people, my grandmother was married at 12 years old, and she had 10 children. And I evolved out of that wedlock. And I have done a good job for the Lord in this world, okay?
Amen.
So, this is the abomination that is making desolate. Any truth, they are making it desolate. And so when you see the abomination that makes this whole world desolate, and the souls of people are violently violated, well, then you know that the time of the coming of the Lord is right at hand.
Amen?
Amen. And you see all the nations rising up in these last days that the Bible said would rise up, and you see all the sickness, disease, infirmities. You see all the wrath that God is pouring out. There's some idiot on television that brought a lawsuit against God, went into the court system, and the court system let him do it. You believe that? Do you think that little peanut is going to come up against the Almighty God that created every heaven and earth and all the planets and caused everything on this earth to grow? Do you think that this lawsuit is going to stick?
No.
Lord, give him a lesson that he'll never forget in Jesus' mighty name. This is getting so sick. And the media reports this kind of trite, this incredible, ridiculous trite. All right, well, we have some testimonials here. Listen up, because, a lot of people are receiving the gospel. The literature that I'm writing, that God gives me, I haven't won one soul in my life, because no one can come to the Lord unless the Holy Spirit draws them to the Lord. So the Lord's Holy Spirit works in and through my spirit, and the things that he tells my body what to do. He tells my spirit, and my spirit makes my body and soul obey what the Lord says to do, and millions upon millions of people are being saved. Entire cities are being saved. And so listen to some of these reports. We have hundreds and hundreds of them. I don't know how many, because I am not in that department, but there's stacks of them, isn't
Amen.
There?
Amen.
Okay. People that are getting saved. And so let me hear it.
The first one's from Chicago, Illinois. Pastor Lamo, I pray that this letter finds you in perfect peace. I've been reading the literature and using the Bible you gave me for use with the footnotes. I thought previously I'd never get through all of the footnotes. By using the footnotes, it becomes a spiritual journey. I am very interested in end-time literature. My husband and myself, along with a small group of people, gather during the day or evening to read and pray-read the scriptures. I would appreciate it if you could send 3 King James Version Bibles and literature, the 2 witnesses, another Pearl Harbor, Are You Living by Faith or Feelings, numerous copies of The Secret of How to Defend Your Mind and Getting Rid of Demons, Waco Massacre, Tony Lamo is Right, Who is the Most Dangerous Cult, and also, do you have an opinion on the Latter-day Saints?
The Latter-day Saints. Okay, I don't have opinions. I have the truth. I don't want to know your opinion, and I'm sure you don't want to know mine. I don't preach opinions or ideas of my own. What I preach is the Word of God, and it's right. And you're not supposed to have any opinion. Some people hear the Word of God, and they start bouncing it back and forth in their head to try to, for their carnal minds to decide whether it's the truth or not. If God said it, it's the truth, all right? And so you're just supposed to, all humans are to receive His Word the way it is and not to try to think or judge God's word. Who are you, O man, that to judge the Lord when the Lord is going to judge everything, everybody? Amen?
Amen.
You don't have enough brains to even, you don't have the brains to know what's right or wrong. The only way that we're able to do that, I don't have the brains to know what's right or wrong either. I have to look at God's word and then receive it. It's right. Amen?
Amen.
It's right. And there's no need. And I've seen Jesus. A lot of people say, well, you shouldn't live by visions and dreams. I don't live my life that way. I preach the word of God, but I have seen signs and wonders and visions and dreams. And I really saw them. And so anybody that tries to minimize the visions that God gave myself or John the Revelator, I mean, you're sick in your head too.
Amen.
You know, you're trying to say, well, I just go by the word of God. I go by the word of God, and I go by the things that he's shown me as well, different prophecies. He stated that he would, if we allow his spirit to abide in our spirit, that he will show us things to come. Just like I mentioned the other day, he says you've got 5 minutes to get out of this apartment. And I didn't ask him why or how come. I just knew it was the word of the Lord, and it was the Holy Spirit showing me something that was coming that I wouldn't like very well. And so I told everybody to throw all their stuff. And I mean, now there's so many things that's happened. Throw your stuff on the bed there and then just wrap it up in the sheet, throw it in the back of the van. We got to be out of here in about 2.5 minutes. The Lord said 5. But whenever he tells me to do something, I try to do it a lot faster than what he said to do. Get out. You've got 5 minutes. So that means from now to 5 minutes, if you can get out in a minute, do it. 2 minutes, 3, but no more than 5. Okay, and so I got out of there. And shortly thereafter, a goon squad came in, called themselves the FBI, and they stuck a gun down one of the person's throats in the apartment that decided to stay, because he looked sort of like myself, and he had on one of my type of jackets that I made with the rhinestones that a lot of the stars wore, and thousands of other people. And he, when the gun barrel was down his throat, he said, Tony Alamo, you know, choking up. And so the guy says, man, you look just like him. Well, what did I do wrong? I mean, why would they want to stick a gun barrel down my throat? Mm-hmm. Why? Because I'm pulling the sheets and blankets off of all these evil people in the world. And the Antichrist, I am I'm standing with God. And I'm standing, I'm against the Antichrist. And against all these ungodly people in the world. But I'm really not against them. I'm preaching the gospel that if they receive it, they'll be saved. Amen?
Amen.
Even though I know that all these people are doing wrong things, from the president on down, the pope, all this, I pray, you know, Lord, if there's anything in them, let them be saved. Amen?
Amen.
I'm not doing anything evil to them. I'm not putting gun barrels down any Catholics. One time I made a deal with the Osmond brothers. They were going to come and sing at my restaurant in Alma, Arkansas, because they wanted me to design some clothing for them. And they said, we'll just do it. If you design the clothing, we'll just come and sing at your place. So I started advertising them, and they called up in a panic their manager and says, we're getting thousands of calls from Catholics saying that if we go there, they're going to blow us up. I said, oh, I don't believe that garbage. I mean, I know they do things like that. But they said, but they're going to. And I says, look, I said, they were singing, had to sing in Hot Springs, and so they fit Hot Springs, Arkansas. So they said, we could just sing at your place over at Elma, Arkansas, and kill two birds with one stone. And so I says, well, sure. Okay, no problem. And they're screaming their heads off, please let us out of the contract, Tony, because we're scared to death. I said, you know, you'll wind up in hell for being fearful of and unbelieving. Don't fear man. Don't fear Satan. The Bible says who can only take your life, but fear him who can take your life. can take your life. Fear God that can take your life and then cast your soul into hell. The devil cannot cast your soul into hell. You have to obey the spirit, not your soul. You have a body, a soul, and a spirit. You have a body, a soul, and a spirit, and you're not allowed by God to live by your soul. Your soul is not the right thing to follow. This is where your will dwells. In your soul, you have the will to choose to serve the Lord or to be afraid of the devil and do what he says. If you do what the devil says, then you're serving the devil. If you do what the Lord says, then you're serving the Lord. But it's just so awful. I mean, I'm so scared of the devil. I'm not, folks, okay, because I won't be afraid of him. I mean, they've arrested me on several occasions, and they threatened to kill me on many occasions. But I'm not going to hell because of some threats from a bunch of perverts, all right? Mm-hmm. If you're afraid of perverts, be afraid of them. These perverts have slaughtered the people at Waco, Texas. They played, these boots were made for walking, and they played. Can you imagine devils like this? And there's an FBI man that he saw how evil they were and that they were paying him. They said they wanted him to assassinate me. His name is Peeler, and he gets on radio programs with me. He's a former FBI agent. He also is a secret BATF agent and IRS, former IRS agent. And he went and investigated my church and found that I was squeaky clean. He said, I'm not going to assassinate Pastor Tony Alamo. He hasn't done anything wrong, and his people are all very nice. And so, because he made that stand, the government sent his son, his beloved son, to prison on false charges, and he's still there to this day. But and I've done, I've sent my attorneys the transcript and the things that Mr. Peeler has said, and so far they haven't figured out how to get him out of there because the Vatican imprisons people that are innocent, and we're still trying to get him out of prison. He did nothing and except they put him in prison because John Peeler, former FBI BATF officer, would not assassinate me. Now, if this is not the devil, then who is he? Amen?
Amen.
What else would the devil do than what he's doing today?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Blow people up. He's doing that. Mm-hmm. Amen? Making war with God's chosen people, which is our Christian, the Christians and the Jews. They're surrounding Israel now, and but God said that he's going to annihilate all the nations that trouble themselves with Israel. So all you people, I'm telling you that you're going to be destroyed, that if you don't repent, by God, and he's going to send your soul, your souls will go straight into the bowels of the pits of hell. And then you're not going to think you're so smart when you're burning and screaming and writhing and chewing on your tongue and gnashing your teeth. You weasels will then know that he is the Lord God and has the power to do what he will with you. Those that are strong like myself, you'll live. You will live! But you that are weak and are afraid of this bunch of what the Lord calls bastards. Now, bastard is a fatherless child. You don't have God for your father. You will spend eternity in the lake of fire. Hell and death will be cast into the lake of fire, and you'll be in there with it. And you'll be smothered. You won't be able to breathe. You won't be able to die. you won't be able to kill the pain that you're experiencing, which is worse than any pain that's ever, that you can't even imagine the pain. So you bastards better repent, all right?
Amen.
Now, you're bastards because God said you are,
Amen.
Okay? You think I'm going to water down the Word of God?
Amen.
Forget it,
Amen.
Okay? Forget it. Okay, we have another testimony.
The rest of the first one?
Oh, we didn't finish that one.
Please send...
See what you did? You set me off. Okay, then go ahead.
Please send some recent CDs along with music. We can listen to them during Bible study. We are now working on a ministry. Thank you. God bless. Rachel from Chicago, Illinois.
Okay, Rachel, expect it. Maybe we've already sent it out to you. Hopefully our mailing room has done that already. Then you have another one?
Yes, from Malawi, Africa. Dear Pastor Tony Alamo, I am writing to inform you that I have received all the boxes you sent to me of your literature and t-shirts. I, together with my friends in Christ, are really glad to receive the literature for distribution. Everything reached us safely. Keep on sending other packages as well. We are in the process of snapping photos, and once they are developed, we will send them to you. I, together with my friends in Christ, are really glad to receive the literature for distribution. You have made our team work harder than before. We distributed all the literature at hospitals, churches, markets, schools, etc. Many people have received Jesus Christ as their personal Savior through the distribution. I am happy to inform you that I myself became a servant of God through your gospel literature, which you sent me in the past. They are all inspiring. The Lord should richly bless you, together with the people you work with in your ministry. All the literature and t-shirts are out of stock. Help us by sending more mail bags of literature and books for distribution. Your literature is now in high demand. I am visiting more than 10 congregational churches to distribute your literature. One of the churches has about 3,000 people. Help me by sending about 10 boxes of literature if there's any chance. When sending, include assorted newsletters, Bibles, Messiah books, many tracts, including Dry Bones, and so many others that you have. I will be very glad if my requests will be granted. Yours in Christ, Simeon, from Chittapa, Malawi, Africa.
All right, praise the Lord. Now, the Lord tells us, you know, that we're not to be led by our soul, but that we're to be led by our spirit. There's a lot of difference between the soul. My soul and your soul has a will in it. That's where the will of man lies, is in the soul. And so we have to choose to be led by our soul, which is wrong. The soul has emotions, and it has the will to do what it will do. But the Lord has told us that we're to never, that He tells us that the spirit must be in charge, not the soul and not our but flesh. The spirit, our spirit, has to be in charge. Never the soul. Never. Never the soul. If we were to allow the cross and the Holy Spirit to operate thoroughly in us, we would discover that what the soul has given up is a fraction of what it ultimately will gain. The dead has now come into fruition. We must become dead. The Spirit of the Lord, when we are saved, our spirits are dead because of sin, the sin that Eve and Adam committed. So we are all dead in the Adamic sin, and also we ourselves have committed sins, not only Adam and Eve. So the Lord has told us the formula to have our dead spirits brought back to life. And He said in the Old Testament that I will give you a new spirit. All you have to do is believe on Me, and not any government, because governments are only operating on opinions of people's souls. They have the opinion, the Vatican, that it's everybody is evil, and it's true that they are. But so we have to get everybody accustomed to being evil. And so we have to smash all that we see that is good, that is preaching against evil. So the loss, when the Lord enters into us, he gives us a new spirit. Then on top of that, as I said yesterday, he wants to live in that new spirit. He's not going to live in our old spirit until we allow him to give us a new spirit. So he gives us a new spirit, and then he moves in to abide. The loss is now kept for eternal life. Well, the loss of our will to do the Lord's will. Everybody wants to do what they want to do. Everybody wants to believe what they want to believe. And you get some strong talker, and they're able to motivate a mob to hang you. They can get the entire world to be anti-Christ. The Bible says the entire world is deceived. Amen?
Amen.
In these last days. And therefore, we have to stop operating by our soul. Our soul is moved by different evil speakers. And the ones that really love the Lord and believe the gospel will not allow their soul to be led by a mob. The mob has always been wrong. Remember how the entire world was drowned with the exception of 8 souls. Amen?
Yeah.
In the day of Noah. God hated those people because they were not walking according to God's word, but they were living, or they were dead, and they were not at all concerned anymore than the people today about eternal life. When our soul is brought under the reign or the control of our the Holy Spirit, not our spirit, but under the control of the Holy Spirit, it undergoes a great change. That's why people say, my God, those people are brainwashed. Their whole life has changed. There's something radically wrong. The leader of that church has brainwashed them. No, they become new creatures. It's the Holy Spirit that did that. It wasn't me. I'm led by the Spirit, and I'm telling people what the Holy Spirit says. Thou shalt not commit murder. Thou shalt not commit fornication or adultery. And thou shalt do what the Lord says. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so we have to let the Spirit of God reign. And we have to let our spirit, because our soul is not going to do anything but evil. It's like of the flesh. So our spirit has to reign. It undergoes an immense change, a tremendous change. Beforehand, it seems to be useless, our souls, and lost to God because it is employed, it is hired by self. Our soul wants to do what our soul wants to do. It's the will in our soul. We want to do, I want to, you know, to eat pork. I want to do this. I want to commit adultery, fornication, all these different things, and our soul is wrong. Amen? I want to murder this person because this person has offended me so much, and they've said so many evil things. Well, you know, these thoughts would be in my soul as well for the certain people that are boasting, you know, themselves against the gospel and against me, and they want to kill my little children and things. Well, my soul would pick up a machine gun and go after them, you know, and fill them with so many holes so they have air conditioning. Amen?
Amen.
But the Spirit, the Lord is living in my spirit and has put my soul to death. My soul now is under the control of my spirit with the Lord in my spirit giving me the power to do that. But these people that are in the government and in the Vatican, they're not born again of the Spirit. Their spirits are not, they're still with their dead spirit, and their soul is in control. The same thing with the media. They do what they're told. The Vatican, the government tells the media what to say, and they say it. And they look so positive because they figure the government is so powerful and strong, and yet God annihilates governments. Amen?
Amen.
And he's going to annihilate this one.
Amen.
He's going to annihilate the Antichrist. He's going to grind it into powder. So beforehand, it seems that everything that we have in us is useless and lost to God because it is employed for self. And it is employed, in other words, we want to do what we'll do what our soul says for us to do. The soul is the same as the flesh. And we have to put our flesh under the power of the Holy Spirit. And many times moves independently, all the time it does. Afterwards, God gains our soul, though to man it may appear to be crushed. We become as, quote, those who have faith and keep their souls. Our soul is going to spend eternity somewhere, and so we have to make sure that our soul is, that our spirit is reigning over our souls, because our spirit is where the Lord abides, and our spirit has the power to put our soul and our body under subjection to the Holy Spirit. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's Hebrews 10:39. This is much more profound than what we commonly term, quote, saved, unquote. Because it points especially to eternal life. Don't you get it? Eternal life. Eternal life is the thing that everyone should be striving for. Since we have learned not to walk by sensation and sight, we are now able to save our life by faith into serving and glorifying God. Quote, receive with meekness the implanted word of God, which is able to save your souls. This is James 1:21. As God's word is implanted, we receive the new nature into us, the nature of God, and are thus enabled to bear a spiritual fruit. I see my time is up. I always, when I really get upset because I don't have about 10 hours to teach Bible, but make sure you tune in tomorrow for another powerful message. Right now, the thing that you must do in order to have power over your soul is to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. And you can do that right now if your soul will let you by saying this prayer. Forget your soul. Put it under subjection to God and receive the implanted word of God by saying this prayer now. Say to the Lord, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my filthy sins and disobedience. I open the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my dirty, filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word, which is you, says so. Wash me, cleanse me. I know that you have heard me, I know that you have answered me, and I know that I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Tune in tomorrow for another powerful message from me. This is World Pastor Tony Alamo. Now here's Sharon to tell you how I can receive a copy of this program, number 447.
Go to AlamoMinistries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas, 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370. That's 479-782-7370, or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
You know, how big is God? How great is God? He is so great that he can come into your body. He can create the whole universe and still live inside your spirit. And here are the Jordanaires, who we did an album together, and they sang with Patsy Cline, all of her big records. And here they are to sing, the Jordanaires, How Great Thou Art.
Shall bow in humble